Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Dirma Zechus Menachos Daf Nun Hey, the fifth parak Kol Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Braisa teaches that we separate Tumas Maiso from Te'enim, fresh figs, for Grogros, dried figs, but Makom Shoragim Lasos Te'enim Grogros, in a place where they commonly make fresh figs into dried figs. This implies that in a place where they are not commonly dried, one may not separate Te'enim for Grogros since the dried ones last longer. The Gemara asks that if a kohen is available, he should still separate te'anim for grogros, because a Mishnah teaches that where a kohen is available, torah mina yafa, one separates truma from the superior produce, even if it will not last as long. Rather, this price is cases where there is no kohen available, so he may only separate te'anim for grogros if they can be easily made into grogros. However, the sefer of this braisa teaches that grogros may not be separated for te'anim, even in a place where they do make te'anim into grogros. This case must be where there is a kohen available, because the Mishnah teaches that where no kohen is available, torum mina meskayim, one separates truma from the long-lasting produce, not the superior produce. The Gemara concedes that the reisha and the sefer of this braisa discuss different cases. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol menachos niloshos beposhrin. All menachos are kneaded with lukewarm water. Mishamran shelo yachmitzu, and one must guard them that they should not become leavened. Vimachmitzu shireha, and even if its remnants became leavened, he transgresses a losase. The Mishnah gives a source for the first law. Kol mincha shir takfivu Hashem losase chametz. Any mincha which you offer to Hashem shall not be prepared leavened. Rish Lakish provides the source that even shirayim may not be made chametz. Losei afer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked, leavened, their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, afil chelkam losei afer chametz, even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked, leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. And pointing with you, the Mishnah concluded, V'chai v'alishasa v'alrichasa v'alfiyasa. One is liable for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. A braisa darshan that although the Torah already said lo sa'aseh chametz, a mincha shall not be prepared leavened, one might have thought that if someone performed multiple steps of the baking process, he would only be chayv to a single set of malkas. Therefore, another pasuk says, lo sa'afeh, it shall not be baked as chametz. Baking was baklal, included in the general category of the prohibition to prepare a mincha as chametz, and was singled out to compare all preparatory acts to baking. Ma'afia miyuchedes shi ma'asi yachidi. Just as baking is unique in that it is a distinct act of the baking process, v'chayavin oleh b'fnei asma, and one is liable for it by itself, afani avi lishasa v'richasa. So I also include its kneading and its shaping, v'chum ma'asi yachidi shabah, and every other distinct act in its baking process. This last phrase means to include kituv, smoothing the dough surface with water, that one is chayv separately for each act. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa teaches that we separate trumas maiso from te'enim, fresh figs, for grogros, dried figs, but makom shoragilin lasos te'enim grogros, in a place where they commonly make fresh figs into dried figs. This implies that in a place where they are not commonly dried, one may not separate te'enim for grogros since the dried ones last longer. The Gemara asks that if a kohen is available, he should still separate te'enim for grogros, because a Mishnah teaches that where a kohen is available, torah mina yafa, one separates truma from the superior produce, even if it will not last as long. Rather, this price is cases where there is no kohen available, so he may only separate te'enim for grogros if they can be easily made into grogros. However, the sefer of this braisa teaches that grogros may not be separated for te'enim, even in a place where they do make te'enim into grogros. This case must be where there is a kohen available, because the Mishnah teaches that where no kohen is available, torum mina meskayim, one separates truma from the long-lasting produce, not the superior produce. The Gemara concedes that the reisha and the sefer of this braisa discuss different cases. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol menachos niloshos beposhrin. All menachos are kneaded with lukewarm water. Mishamran shelo yachmitzu, and one must guard them that they should not become leavened. Vimachmitzu shireha, and even if its remnants became leavened, he transgresses a losase. The Mishnah gives a source for the first law. Kol mincha shir takfivu Hashem losase chametz. Any mincha which you offer to Hashem shall not be prepared leavened. Rish Lakish provides the source that even shirayim may not be made chametz. Losei afer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked, leavened, their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, afil chelkam losei afer chametz, even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked, leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. And pointing with you, the Mishnah concluded, v'chai v'al yishasa v'al richasa v'al fiyasa. One is liable for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. A braisa darshan that although the Torah already said lo sa'aseh chametz, a mincha shall not be prepared leavened, one might have thought that if someone performed multiple steps of the baking process, he would only be chayv to a single set of malkas. Therefore, another pasuk says, lo se'afeh, it shall not be baked as chametz. Baking was baklal, including the general category of the prohibition to prepare a mincha as chametz, and was singled out to compare all preparatory acts to baking. Ma'afia miyucheres shi ma'asi yachidi. Just as baking is unique in that it is a distinct act of the baking process, v'chayavin aleh b'fnei atzma, and one is liable for it by itself, afani avi lishasa v'richasa. So I also include its kneading and its shaping, v'chum ma'asi yachidi shaba, and every other distinct act in its baking process. This last phrase means to include kituf, smoothing the dough surface with water, that one is chayv separately for each act. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Hey, and way back in Maseches Brachas, we had a contest for members to suggest the money that we would use as we move forward through Shas. And every day we picked out a winner. So the winners for Nun Hey were Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, as well as Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The Levi who took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who let his shirayim become chametz and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha that was chametz. Once again, slow motion. The Levi who took the speed limit sign of 55. Speed limit sign of 55? That must be Moran Duff. Nun Hey. The Levi who took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser, fresh figs, for dried figs, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses separating Trumas Meiser from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who had a shirayim become chametz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that even shirayim may not be made chametz. The pasuk says, lo se'afeh chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked leavened, their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, afil chelkam lo se'afeh chametz, even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone, who let his shirayim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha that was chametz, which reminds us, the mission concludes, v'chai v'al rishasa v'al richasa v'al fiyasa. One is chai for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. So once again, the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who had a shirayim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha that was chametz. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf nun alf. So the simon daf nun alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches, beaver, that must moron daf nun alf, gnaw. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his minchas chavitin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that chaviti Kohen Gadol require three lugin of shemen. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his minchas chavitin, the Rav who declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the chavitin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if no Kohen Gadol was appointed in place of a Kohen Gadol who died, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose funds were the chavitin brought? Rav Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibur from the funds of the community, and Rav Yudah says Mishal Yorshin from the Kohen Gadol heirs. So while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his minchas chavitin, the Rav declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay. Which reminds us, Rabbi Avoh explains that there were two takanas, midaraisa. The minchas chavitim were funded from the tzibur, but during the second Beit HaMikdash, when many unworthy kohanim gadolim purchased the position and didn't survive a full year, based on saw it was draining on the funds of the lishkas, they enacted that the yorshim should fund the chavitim. Later, when they saw that the yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the tzibur to fund the chavitim, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So, Daf Nun Beis. So the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must move on Daf Nun Beis. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Yisroel for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a full Yisroel is brought from the morning Chavitim without a Kohen Gadol, is another brought Bein Arbayim? So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Yisroel for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning, and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled, and only a half kometz was offered each time, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a full Yisroel to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbayim, are the Levona and Shemen doubled as well, or perhaps we only doubled that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Yisroel for the Minchas Chavitim was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a mincha of chametz. Which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos baos matzah. All menachos are brought as matzah. Chutz mechametz shebatoda ushtei alechem shehen baos chametz. Except for the leavened bread of the Torah, meaning 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought in shvuos, which are brought as chametz. Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. Daf Nun Gimel. So the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince. That must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us of a Prater who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos who first made his name known to the world. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Churban, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the incident where HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram in the Beis HaMikdash during the Churban, and how Avram Avinu attempted to defend the Jewish people. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Kol Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Laman nimshu Yisrael lazayis. Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain olive notion, just as the olive tree, its leaves do not fall out. Neither in the summer nor in the winter. Av Yisrael ain lehem betila olamis. So to Yisrael, they never will be nullified. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. Daf Nun Dalad. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles. So here goes. The noodle chef, that must be more on Daf Nun Dalad. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour from Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, which reminds us, Rabbi Yilah said, you have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the kometz. The Gemara brings a malchut because if one may add water to make it a bit easier. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya and swelled back to a kabeya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses meat which shrank to less than a kabeya and then swelled back to a kabeya regarding tuma. The Gemara brings a malchokas whether or not yesh dichui be'isura, whether there is a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tuma, meaning once it's disqualified from tuma, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichui for isur. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kibitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya, and then swelled back to a kabeya, with a dessert of dried figs of maisa, the trumas maisa was taken, using fresh figs by number, Banyafa, which reminds us, Gemara discusses separating Maisa from Te'anim for Grogros and vice versa, and whether it's done by number or volume. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have in Machlokes about the order of baking and frying the Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on daf? None. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the Avos? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number three. Which daf do you discuss separating Trumas Maaser from Te'anim for Grogros and the question of whether we separate from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce? That's on daf? Nun Hey. Good. Number four. Which daf brings the source that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol require three gulgin of Shemen? That's on daf? None of. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that we have no fewer than six checked lambs in the Lushkas Chatayim, enough for the Karbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? That's on daf? Memtaz. Good. Number six. Which daf do we makokas whether one may add water to a Minchas Chota? That's on daf? None dalad. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that even the Shiraim of a Mincha, which are eaten by Kohanim, cannot be made Chametz? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we discuss the Chaviti Kohen Gadol where the Kohen Gadol died after the first half was brought and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day? That's on daf? None. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that one is chayv separately for each act of the baking process for a mincha baked as chametz? That's on daf? Nun hey. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we makokas? How much levon was brought in Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on daf? Nun beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.